911 emergency. This is Cheryl. What are you reporting?
Yeah, hi. I just wanted to get some information. I was at Borderline in a shooting, and I talked to the ambulance when I was there,
uh-huh.
and they said that they took my phone number down in case they wanted to get information or something.
Okay. You said you were at Borderline when it occurred? Were you inside?
Yes, I was.
Okay. And how were you able to get out?
So I was outside in the backside of Borderline, at the adjacent side of the bar to where the gunman came in and started opening fire.
Did you see the gunman?
I didn't get a good visual, but I went outside to the parking lot, and I was out there. I don't know the exact time, but it might have been 10 or 15 minutes maybe, where I was running around telling people to get behind cover and run in zigzags and, like, you know, don't just stand like an open target. And my friends and I just stood behind the signs and were helping people guide out. But like 10 or 15 minutes after being outside, maybe even 20, I started opening fire outside. So he, like, I didn't get a visual on him at that point, but I heard gunfire outside.
Okay. So
and
you were outside when this all went down?
No, I was inside when he came in and started opening fire in the place, and then I went outside through the back door with a group of people, like people rushing out, you know?
Okay, uh-huh.
And I stayed behind the parking lot and helping people out and just going back and forth between my friends, and then I heard gunshots outside.
Okay.
Gunshots outside in the parking lot. So, and the other thing that happened after that was I went to the other side of the parking lot and met up my friends, and we hid behind the sign by the entrance of the first parking lot of the Borderline parking lot. And from there, we were hiding behind a cop car, and they told us to go to the gas station. So we went to the gas station. We went to the back of the gas station, so I told people to get covered. As I was in the back of the gas station, people were shouting out that the gunman was with us at the gas station, that he ran to the gas station. So we hopped the back wall of the gas station, went around, and walked down the business buildings, and I led a group of 8 or 9 people across the golf course all the way to the north end side and went and hopped a fence, helped these girls get over a fence to get into a backyard.
Okay.
To walk up, to open the gate to get into the neighborhood, to get into another house where the girls received skirmishes for their wounds, because I think one of them was shot in the arm and one had a glass wound in her hand.
Did she go to the hospital,
you know? To inform you guys that, like, I didn't get a visual of him at the gas station, but I was told with the group I was with that he was at the gas station. He ran across to the Arco, or not the Arco gas station, but the gas station that's literally adjacent to the bar.
Okay, so you were told that he was with the group of people that ran to the gas station?
He wasn't with the group of people. Like, I was with the group of people, and I went to the backside of the gas station,
mm-hmm.
where people started saying, in earshot, people were screaming, like, he's at the gas station, run, run, he's at the gas station, he's going to the gas station, when we're at the gas station, you know, like, and those people were also, like, by the gas, like, right next to the gas station, too, so we all just ran in a group.
Okay.
To keep going, and I led a group of 8 or 9 people down the golf course to the northbound side to a neighborhood.
So this was when you were running outside towards the gas station?
What's that?
So this was when you were running outside towards the gas station. You heard people saying that he was at the gas station?
I ran out towards the gas station, and I was there for, like, maybe a minute or two.
Uh-huh.
At the gas station itself on the back side.
Uh-huh.
Trying to just rest up. And then, at that point, people were saying, he's at the gas station. He's at the gas station. You know, he's over at the gas station. Like, keep running. Run, run.
And do you know the name of which gas station?
If I pull it up on map, I should be able to tell you right now.
And
there's a gas.
Is it the 76 gas?
Let me check real quick so I can give you an exact.
Okay. Then what's your first name?
Yeah.
And then how do you spell your last name? And this is your phone number, the 8?
This is my mom's phone number. I actually left my phone at the person's house I was at, I believe. I don't know my phone.
Okay. But this is a number they could reach you on if they needed to?
Yeah.
Okay.
And it was a while since I was over at the gas station. Like, probably, I don't know if they have a time frame of when the shooting occurred, but my estimation is about 20 to 30 minutes after the initial shooting occurred when he came into the front door.
Okay.
Probably 20 or 30 minutes after was he allegedly at the gas station.
Okay.
But I don't, you know, I don't have a hard time stamp. I'm just...
But you're home now, right?
What's that?
You're home now?
Yeah, I'm home now.
Okay.
I got a ride.
Okay. Okay.
I'm trying to find the name of the gas station.
Well, if you're at the borderline, and let's say you go, it's going to be across Moore Park Road, that gas station right there. Because there is a 76 gas, kind of like right on the corner of Rolling Oaks and Moore Park, there's a 76 gas.
Yeah, I believe that's it. Yeah, on the corner of Rolling Oaks and Moore Park.
Uh-huh.
And it's like within like feet of the other parking lot, right? That's it.
Right, yeah.
Okay. It's not the gas station when you go under the bridge and across the bridge. You know, there's that overpass. And if you walk down past that overpass, there's like a Shell station right there on Teal Boulevard.
Hold on, let me look.
So it's not that gas station. It's like you said, I believe it is a 76 on Rolling Oaks and Moore Park.
Okay.
All right, look it up right now.
Oh yeah, no, the Shell gas is on the other side. This is on the same side as
right.
the borderline, the 76
uh-huh.
gas.
Uh-huh.
That's the one you're talking about, right?
What's that?
That's the one you're talking about, the 76 gas.
Yeah.
Okay, let's see.
Let's see. Yep. I'm pretty sure that's...
Okay.
Yeah. That 76 gas, 293 South Moore Park Road.
So when you heard that he was at the gas station, what direction did you go from there?
Okay, so I heard he was at the gas station.
Uh-huh.
So I'm actually looking at a map right now, so it's kind of helpful. So we were in the back side of the gas station.
Uh-huh.
And people were screaming, he's at the gas station, he's at the gas station, run, run. We run to the back, but there's a white wall that's around the entire back. So people went around to the side and also hopped over.
Oh,
and
I see.
Hop over, there's another parking lot behind it. That parking lot is a business building, it looks like, and we all walked across the business building and kept walking, and we thought we were going to merge into the the overpass where the cops and fire truck was,
mm-hmm.
kind of by the underpass. But then people were saying we didn't want to get out in the open again, so somebody suggested that we go through the golf course sidewalk that cuts to the golf course. So I guided a group of 8 or 9 people to the golf course, and we walked, and we kept our cell phones off, so we didn't have light on, and we walked all the way to the very other side end of the golf course, and then I think we got to Cherry Hill Court, that's happened on the other side.
Okay.
And at that point, I think I was with like 8 girls and 1 guy, and I helped them hop over the fence of this house. At the same time, the guy that I was with said that his dad came, and there's this building on the golf course. I think on the Google Maps it's called the Cameron Center. And he said his dad was over there, and his brother was still running around, so he was going to make sure that they were okay. So he split up from us, and I offered to go with him, and he refused for me to go with him. So because the other people were panicking, so I made sure that we just get them in the house. So he went to the Cameron Center, allegedly to meet his dad, and I hope he's okay. But I don't know. I didn't get his number, so I haven't heard anything. But I imagine he's okay and everything.
Okay.
But that's the information I know. And
okay. Well, just keep all that handy because they may contact you, and that way you can kind of recant the story for them. Okay.
Yeah.
Okay, but I have your name and your phone number in the information,
okay.
So that way if they need to contact you, it's going to take a while. They're going to have to sort through all this, but they may be contacting you at some point so they can, you know, hear your version of what happened, okay?
Okay.
Are you medically okay?
I'm fine. I'm just in shock, and my only concern is, I know so many people there that I just want to make sure all my friends are okay, you know?
Yeah.
I don't know if anybody was killed. I didn't really see it on the news yet.
Yeah, we haven't gotten that information yet either. We did get a lot of the people out of there, so hopefully, you know, all
I
your friends
I saw people that were shot in the chest and stuff visually, like, you know, that I was trying to... Like, there's people that were shot in the parking lot.
Uh-huh.
But the ambulances weren't cleared to go there because they had to clear the scene out there, saying. So
right.
The cops were all there, but the ambulance took a long time before
right.
they could go out.
Yeah, they can't get in there that fast, you know. But that's okay.
So I really hope that kid with the chest wound, you know, has a worse injury from waiting. But I'm okay. I'm just kind of like, you know, shook and everything.
Well, if you need somebody to talk to, don't be, you know, afraid to reach out. You know
yeah,
what I mean?
Yeah,
reach out to your family, your friends, if you need to see a therapist.
I'm with
something.
My family right now, actually.
Okay, good. Okay.
Yeah.
I'm sorry you had to go through that.
It's okay. I'm right. I'm just thankful I'm okay. And the people I'm
thankful you're okay, too. And hopefully you'll never have to go through anything like that ever again.
Scary. Yeah.
You just don't even think it's ever going to happen, you know?
I didn't, like, the thing is, nowadays, I wouldn't be surprised that it did happen, but it's like, I didn't realize how confusing the situation is when you're in it, because it took me for, like, 10 seconds to realize that there was a shooter.
Yeah.
Everybody's just standing there, like, what is going on? Fireworks? Is it a speaker thing?
Right. Right.
That's kind of scary.
Yeah. Okay. Thank you for calling in, though, and I have your information, okay?
Yeah, take care.
Okay, thank you. Bye-bye.
Uh-huh.